Hello, my name is Tuấn and welcome to the series Beginning with Windows 10 Development. This series is for those who just started developing for Windows 10. It doesn't matter if you have developed for Windows 8 or Windows Phone or not. This is episode 2. In the episode, I will explain to you some basic concepts in XAML language. So, for the summary, in the first part, you will learn what is XAML. Later, you will learn the basic control and properties. Most important, how to lay out your app UI with XAML. And lastly, I will show you how to get XAML from Microsoft. XAML is an XML-based language. It uses the same syntax as XML, but also extends a lot more than that. In Windows 10 development, XAML is used to create UI and control. It also has structure, just like XML, and really easy to understand. There are some basic controls in XAML. The first one is grid, then stack panel, grid view, button, and other control. Now I will show you instruction on how to use the control in a dummy app. At first, open Visual Studio. Now I will show you real quick how to use Visual Studio and get used to the UI of the Visual Studio. So this is what you will see when first opening Visual Studio. This is the start page. This is the Solution Explorer, the place when you see your project. When you open a project or create a new project. This is the menu bar, and this is the mouse view button. I will explain that later. To create a new project, either click New Project or File New Project. We will use a dummy project. So, to Visual C Sharp, Windows, Universal. You may see different project template in your Visual Studio because I have installed some extension, but it will always have a blank app. Class library, Windows runtime, unit test app. For our dummy app, we will use a blank app and name it dummy. This option is create a directory for your solution. It meaning that your solution will be placed inside a directory or a folder. And the option is add your project to a source control like GitHub or Team Federation server. For the purpose of this training, I will not check this option. Okay. Now Visual Studio is creating project dummy. What it do is creating all the files and put the file in place. Maybe it's too big for you. 100%. That's it. I will close this and place everything in the project. So this folder is property. Contain the property for our project. Right now, you don't need to attention too much on this folder. This is reference. It contains all the reference that our project or our app will use. And it will always have universal window. This is asset. This folder will contain all the image and logo that your project, your app will use when submitting to the store and display on the start menu. This is app.xam. This is the first file, the first code will run when your app running. This is main page, the first page you will see when your app running. When open main page, you will see choose the screen is splitting into two parts. this pack is the SAMO Designer. Everything you make in SAMO will be displayed on the designer here. And this pack is the SAMO code. You can use this pack to resize the pack and make it comfortable to you. And this is the code, the SAMO code. So as you can see here, the first basic control is click, and it is used in every page here. This is another control called the page. If we hold your page in the memory and display to the screen, so you might want to know what is click do, right? Before doing that, I will make some modification to our designer. Look here, you can see that the designer have many different size to use. I will choose desktop, and it will change automatically. To see everything in the designer, inside the designer, you can choose another zoom, like fit on, fit selection. We choose fit on. Here's E. To test the grid out, I will create another grid. Type grid. So we have a grid. Every control in SAMO has its property. For grid, it will have grid. We will set it like 200 and height 200. So you see the grid is centered in the screen, and it has a width of 200 and height of 200. This is grid. If you delete the width and height, the grid will expand to the home page. So the first property of width is it will extend itself to the container if you don't set a width and height to it. Inside a grid, you can put any other control like a button. Let's make a real quick button. So we have four hello world button here. So you can see our four button it overlays each other, because inside grid control, every child control we overlay each other. The button hello world 4 will be closest to the user eye, and the button hello world 1 will be the farthest from the user eye, meaning that the hello world 4 button will be on top and the hello world 1 button will be on the bottom. It depends on the order of the button display also in the SAMO code. So the hello world 4 button is the last button in the SAMO code, so it will be on top, and the hello world 1 is the first button on the SAMO code, so it will be on the bottom. Now I will make another, I will explain to you another basic control is called stack panel. To do that, just edit the grid with stack panel. Oh, where is it? You might wonder where on the button here. Fit selection. Here you go. To zoom in or out, move your mouse over the same designer, hold Ctrl key, and scrolling with the scroll button. So AX name the stack panel will place each the child control inside the stack panel in a stack. Every control will take a place inside the stack panel. No control will overlapping each other. The order of the stack will be exactly the same as the order of the sample code. So the hello world 1, 2, 3, and 4. As display in the screen is 1, 2, 3, and 4. So right now you will understand the grid and the stack panel control. Let's move to the next control here in the grid view. So grid view is a control to display a list. Later in this video, I will show you how to create a grid view control and make it display a list to see all other controls that can be displayed on the screen. You can open the toolbox. If the toolbox menu is not open, you can put the view toolbox. It is every control that can be used in our app. You can quickly drag and drop just typing code. It's just choice. So in the reverse demo you see some basic control. Now it's time to move to the basic property. The basic property is vertical alignment, horizontal alignment, visibility, margin, and name. There are so many other properties that you can play with. So back to our project. I will change this to grid. Delete it to maybe 3. So you might notice that I can tie a rotate directly here like width or height, but you don't need to do that. If you don't used to the property of the sample, you can simply turn on the property palette and change every property here. Every property is inside this palette. For width, you can type width to search here 100 and height. Oop, height 100. When changing rotate on this palette, the rotate itself will change on the sample code, and the rotate will be grouped in so many different groups. The first group is brush. The brush for your control, I can choose a color, any color I want, and a border. The second is appearance. It controls how your control display on the screen. Like the opacity 100%, I might change it to 70. You see it's a little bit transparent. 100% is 100% visible to user. So the visibility is another basic property. It has two values, visible or collapse. Collapse means your control is on the memory, but it will not render on the screen. Layout. Inside the layout path, there is so many properties that control how your control is displayed on the screen. Like the width, the height, the horizontal alignment and vertical alignment. The horizontal alignment and vertical alignment have some value, like the horizontal alignment we have left, center, right, and straight. If you apply a stretch to a grid, it will expand itself to the container if it don't have width or height. But if it has width and height, the stretch property will the same as center. See, stretch and center, it will be the same. But left will be different. Also right, and so on. Vertical alignment is basically the same as horizontal alignment, but vertically. To see the effect of the margin, you have to set the horizontal alignment to left and the vertical alignment to top. Okay, so let's see here. Yeah. So for the first margin is 4 and 4. So you see, your control is 4 pixels away from the top and 4 pixels away from the left edge. This is what margin do. So right now you may notice that many control is added to the SIMO code. And every property is on the same line. So this is where the SIM styler put into use. Right click on the code and put format SIMO. Now every control is take its own line, make it easier to see and modify. So you just have to scroll vertically, not horizontally, to edit your control property. You can use your dummy project to play with many other properties here. I suggest you to play with horizontal alignment, vertical alignment, the margin, the padding, the change form, and miscellaneous. But be careful, some property will disable other property, like if you set a margin but you set the horizontal alignment is center and vertical alignment is center, the margin will take no effect at all. See? To set a property name, simply select the property in the SAML code and choose it on the SAM designer and start typing a name for it in the name part. Like we set this a sample grid here, a sample grid property added to the SAML code. The use of the name is it can be used in your C# code, meaning the code behind the SAML file, are using to binding. Later in this series, I will explain to you what is binding and how to use it. So you have learned the basic control and the basic property in SAML. Now it's time to lay out your UI using SAML code. To lay out your SAML, you will have to learn the concept of nested control and column and row. Now you may see that you can add many more control inside a grid control, and it's called the nested control. Like I can add another grid here with width of 100 and height of 100 inside the grid. I will change this to 600 and 600 for better demonstration, and set this background to red and set its vertical alignment to top and horizontal alignment to left. format the same code, copy it, add another one, but this time this will be right, another one, right, this will be bottom, and another one, this will be left. So you see inside the main grid, the sample grid here, we have four different grids. Each grid have a different horizontal alignment and vertical alignment combined to make each grid snap to a corner of the parent grid. Delete all of them and set a column for the parent grid here. Asset grid column definition, column definition width like 100 and column definition width like 300. Now you can split a parent grid into many many columns. And put each column into use by setting a grid dot column. The first column will take the space 0, and the second column will take the space 1. Oop. Now you may not see the grid because it is transparent, it doesn't have any color yet. Let's have a color green. Blue. So you see right now a grid here, although it's inside the parent grid, with the basic rotate or with the control inside it, the child control inside the grid, we overlapping each other. But this grid belong to column 0, and this grid belong to column 1, so it does not overlapping each other. Instead, this grid take one column. By using this way, you can lay out the control inside a grid. Another thing is the column definition, row definition have style value. So for column definition, the value is width, the rotate is width. I will take it 100. The second column definition, the width, I will take it a style. A style meaning that the rest of the parent control. So the first column will take 100 pixels, and the second column will take the rest of the parent control, meaning that 600 minus 100 is 500 pixels. It doesn't matter if you expand the parent control like 800, and the second column will adapt itself, it only take the rest of the control. You can do a little bit more advanced like 3 star and 7 star. So for now, the first column will take 30% of the parent control width, and the second column will take 70% of the parent control width. You can change this to any number you like 56 and 7, One. This meaning is that you decide the parent control to 57 packs, and the first column will take 56 packs, and the second column take one pack only. That's the way how we native control can be used to lay out your SAM, your UI. So you just learned the basic concept of nested control and column and row. You might want to learn other control as well as other techniques to lay out your SAML project. There's a very, very good source to learn this, all of this. And it is the Microsoft SAML. You can find it at github.com/Microsoft/Windows-Universal-Sample. Opening this website will lead you to the GitHub, the open source Microsoft Sample that's run by Microsoft itself. You can download all the sample in zip and looking for a very specific sample called the SAM UI Basic here. So you have just learned the very basic of the sample. Thank you for watching.